Welcome everybody to High Tech on the Low, episode 63. Ron, how are you this morning?
I'm very good. How are you, Jordan?
I'm very, very good. I'm very excited that we can finally have our podcast. It's been a little bit getting you in there. As we just talked, this is probably the longest podcast preparation I've ever had to get to a podcast, but I know it's worth it. And I'm very excited to talk. You know, we have Ron Navone, who is chief design and director of marketing and co-founder of ThinkUp, which is a startup for startups. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But in the meantime, we're always going to shout out to Front Team, our sponsor, with 12 communities, 6 verticals, and 3,000 members all looking to connect. And really, that's kind of the crux of our discussion today, which is this whole connection within the tech ecosystem, how you do it, how it helps people, and what we're doing here. So Ron, first, take it away. Let's hear a little bit about you and understand what you're doing here in the tech ecosystem. So give us an introduction.
Thanks. So I think I'm involved in the tech ecosystem for more than a decade now. I had Nufka, which was my studio for brand and UX, UI professional services. And we worked with a lot of startups in the ecosystem.
Very cool.
Branded them and then created their first product. We usually worked with early stage startups. So we usually produced their first version or MVP.
Wow.
Or even POC.
Very pivotal in that sense.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. But yeah, that's the area where the canvas is kind of, you know, very clean, and we can always be in a mindset that is very flexible.
Sure.
So working with entrepreneurs at that stage really, really, really excites us.
Uh-huh.
And when I say us, I have a partner. Her name is Ilale Zirovich, and
okay.
She's one of the most professional UX planners and designers, I think, in Israel.
Shout out to Hila here, guys.
Yeah. A lot of respect for Hila.
Awesome.
And we were always so and very excited about working with startup in early stage and kind of innovate with them. Although we were an external kind of arm.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's working with them and innovating with them and, you know, popping new ideas and new creatives. And we always loved it so much. It's really in our passion, I have to say.
Awesome. Awesome. And do you have any specific verticals you guys worked in when you were doing Nufka? Or?
Very diverse. We had a lot of fintech, but we were very diverse. We worked with accessibility startups and medical startups and even hardware startups regarding IoT and things like that.
Okay.
But it was very diverse. And by the way, we always looked for diverse projects. We never wanted to sink in an area where people will say, okay, they're very good at fintech.
Right.
Right. We never wanted to get there because we were very excited about each and every new idea that came into our studio.
Like, you wanted to be good at providing a service, or not even a service, but providing, at the end of the day, a product to your customer, and it didn't matter where. It was just, we wanted to understand your business and how can we take you from A to B.
Exactly. And we thought that if we do only fintech, so we're going to get sleepy, you know?
Sure.
We're going to get bored. And each time a project comes from a different vertical, we're so excited and we, you know, we deep dive into that industry and we were fascinated by each one of new industries that come into our studio, and we deep dived and we looked around and we explored, and it kept us edge on edge, you know. We really, really took it as an important part in our agenda to
definitely
have diverse projects all the time.
Definitely, definitely. It also sounds in many ways your work at Nufka actually kind of positioned you for where you are today with ThinkUp. And it sounds like it did by giving you this kind of what I would call almost big picture view of the tech ecosystem. Because at the end of the day, you're not just in fintech, you're not just in accessibility, you're not just in medical devices, but you're kind of all over, right? You have a bird's eye view of the ecosystem.
Exactly, exactly. We came with great skills for brand, user experience, and user interface design for product. At the end of the day, this is our core, and we can always take it to different areas and industries and challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So we always came with that core and skills, mm-hmm. and we were never afraid about a new vertical or an industry. And we really even wanted to take another industry and find another challenge and always, you know, stay awake and very edgy about it.
Very cool.
But yeah, that's where we actually saw so many verticals and so many startups and so many different entrepreneurs. We kind of started to map it and understand it so much better.
Right.
So we could have an entrepreneur coming in and have a great idea, and we already know, oh, this is the kind of entrepreneur persona. He's like this or he's like that.
Right.
And we all of a sudden, you know, we had a new glasses on our eyes where we can actually read the map and understand who is in front of us and what's the challenge and just go and, you know, fill the gap and explore the industry and come back with new ideas and new things, you know, into the table.
It gives a very diverse perspective on things.
Yeah.
Much so. And that's what I think is very cool. What you're saying is that you're really able to get this kind of understanding of different facets of the tech ecosystem, which I think a lot of people, especially when they're trying to either enter tech or already in tech, they kind of forget that in a sense you need those perspectives to actually innovate, right? Or that's to actually do good work. So I think that's amazing. Now, one of the things that, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, prior to the episode was your mentorship, and that you're a big kind of, you know, promoter of mentoring people and mentoring founders, entrepreneurs, whatever it is.
It's true.
Why? Why do you think it's so important?
First, I think it's important because from my experience, I actually helped and brought value to a lot of entrepreneurs in their journey. Mostly in the early stage, I have to say. But yeah, I saw people that didn't have a chance, and working with them changed the entire landscape.
Really?
So when you see that thing happen, you actually understand that you have a lot of power, and with great power comes a great responsibility.
There we go, right? Know? Okay.
So when I understood that, I have to do it more and help more people and assist wherever I can in the entrepreneurship and tech ecosystem, because they gain value. And let's say that I think I even heard it in a different episode of High Tech on the Low. And founders don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And that creates blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes eliminating a blind spot just releases, you know, a great new power and extracts the journey timeline. In matters of, you know, a lot of people just walk around with their idea for 2 years and there's a missing piece over there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, yeah, that missing piece is getting revealed by mentorship.
Right, right.
By getting to speak about your idea with a different person that understands the tech ecosystem.
100%.
Or understands products, or understand marketing, or whatever dimension the missing piece comes from. And then all of a sudden you say, wow, I had a conversation for an hour and a half with a mentor, and now I understand a lot better what I didn't understand before.
So right.
Founders don't know what they don't know. And a lot of times they just go with that secrecy around their idea.
Of course. We all know the whole idea, oh, do I share an NDA, is all
exactly,
that stuff. Right.
Exactly. And we say, sharing is learning. An idea is one thing, but getting it into a good execution, that's where you want to be.
For sure.
Now, if you are going into that execution and you don't share and you don't consult and you don't advise, you're in blind spots.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter who you are, you're in blind spots. So sharing is learning, and this is something we want to do in ThinkUp as well. Let people understand that if they share their idea, talk with experts about their idea, they'll understand better what they're doing and how they need to do it. So I think here in Israel, as startup nation, and you know, the small country with a lot of success, has to do with us being a small place and a compact place, and everybody knows someone or knows someone that knows someone, and we're really loud, and we say what we think,
definitely.
And we're less about the secrecy. And I think this is something that the Startup Nation ecosystem is gaining out of, you know, the Israeli culture and its geographic small place. But at the end of the day, we can see that it has great value. So we want to make this global planet a small place.
I like that. I like that a lot. Now, the other thing here, I want to ask you, do you still use mentorship? Do you, Ron, are you getting mentored?
All the time.
How? How do you get mentored?
I go and meet with that CMO or that designer or that CEO, and I feel that I can gain value out of it. I tell you that some meetings will end in a question where I say, can you be my mentor?
Really?
Would you like to mentor me for the next 6 months?
And you're that direct?
That direct.
Wow.
And this is something a lot of entrepreneurs should know to ask when they actually identify a valuable person with great knowledge that could actually help them in the journey. And I'll say this, not just one. Go have like three mentors, and each mentor could, you know, mentor you in a different dimension, and you'll get access to knowledge that you don't yet know.
That you don't know.
Exactly.
I love it. I think that's key. And I think that's something that a lot of startup and entrepreneurs aren't necessarily doing, you know?
Yeah. They kind of think that they'll be able to hustle or, you know, do it but by their own.
Right.
But this cannot be done alone. And again, I'll say it. Founders don't know what they don't know. So if you put it in the back of your mind and you understand that there's a lot of things that you actually don't know, mm-hmm. that brings you to the table with a better ear mm-hmm. to listen and try to identify if the guy in front of me or the woman in front of me has knowledge that I don't have yet, or it will take years for me of experience to actually accomplish right. and gain it. So at the end of the day, when we meet people that we actually understand that will be valuable to us in our journey, this is where I would go and ask, would you mentor me?
Amazing. That's amazing. I think that's like a very important thing that you're bringing up right now in the whole entrepreneurial journey is the idea of asking for help, right? Uh-huh. And it's something that I think, you know, as you say, in Israel, perhaps the ecosystem here is a little bit more developed in a sense where people do feel a little bit more open to share. True. But in the world, maybe at large, it's not there. So, you know, one of the things I want to kind of move into now is our discussion a little bit about what you guys are doing here at ThinkUp. Because what I see with you, from my perspective, right, is that you're kind of combining two interests here. You're combining your, you know, brand, UI, UX, product development side of your expertise, probably what, in a sense, you're mentoring people on. And then you're also taking that element that you believe in mentorship and that idea of how can we provide that ecosystem, that advice, the stuff you don't know, and help you know it fast.
True.
So maybe give us a little idea of when you say, you know, I introduced you guys as ThinkUp, the startup for startups. Can you tell me a little bit about what that actually means?
So we're creating a platform. I'll call it even a super platform.
Okay.
Where the platform has a workspace uh-huh. for entrepreneurs to come and bring their idea into a workspace
sure.
that would actually take them forward step by step, process by process, and do everything that is needed to be done in the startup journey from day one till IPO, exit, or a failure, okay?
So you're talking like from the moment I think of a startup, I could get on ThinkUp and just begin kind of mapping out my journey?
Yeah. We aim to be the go-to or the household name of, I have an idea, ThinkUp. You want to search information? You Google. You have an idea? You ThinkUp. And we're still focusing on early stage. On a stage we call on the platform in the workspace ideate.
Okay.
It has three processes and nine main steps to be done.
Okay.
To get to actualization, to get to a go or no go actualization of your idea and venture potential. So
you guys are like helping me actually determine whether or not my idea that I may have just, you know, two in the morning had an idea, write it down on my notebook, and the next morning I wake up, I go on to ThinkUp, and you guys are going to tell me, you know what, yay or nay.
Exactly. And we do it only by a laptop and Wi-Fi. So that means, you know, here we say we're a very developed ecosystem.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, we're looking at, let's say, a certain village in Africa that has Wi-Fi and laptop. So, yeah, we want to make entrepreneurship and the tech ecosystem accessible to the entire world, okay? And this is why we're actually doing it. Ohad Wachaked, my partner, co-founder, and the CEO of ThinkUp, one day called me and said, Ron, I have an idea.
Okay, what was his idea?
And this is how ThinkUp started. He said, okay, what's your idea, Ohad? And he said, no, I imagine myself sitting in a beach.
Uh-huh.
And I have a laptop, and I have and I have Wi-Fi, and I have a great idea, but I don't know how to do it, or even if I know how to do it, I'm not sure the idea has a market fit, or I'm not sure I know everything about the domain of my idea.
Right. There's a lot of factors that are unknown. Okay.
So many factors right. Unknown. He said, I want within weeks. All right. Top. I don't know. 2 months to actually go for it or not go.
Okay.
So I said, all right, Ohad, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
I like it, but let's explore it. And we started to explore the entire idea.
So it wasn't enough to bring you from NAFCA at the start. It was just a good idea at the moment.
It was a good idea. He came to me to NAFCA to get to get services. So let's explore it.
Okay.
Right? I'll pay NAFCA and let's explore the idea.
Okay.
And I said, all right, let's do it. And we conducted multiple surveys with hundreds of entrepreneurs globally. I mean, from the United States to Tokyo, Arab countries, China, Africa.
So you really got Europe. A very broad scope of people.
Exactly, okay. Geographic wise. And then first timer, second timer, failures, many kinds of entrepreneurs' personas.
Wow.
And we conducted the surveys, and we started to see great insights from the surveys, and it really gave us more confidence about the idea, and gave us more idea about the conception of the solution. We didn't have a solution yet.
Okay.
We just understood that there's a problem, you know, about I have a great idea. What do I do?
Okay.
How do I do it?
Right.
What's the way? You know, what's the first step? What's the second step?
Sure. And these are things that in general, I think a lot of people really don't know. You know, it's a lot of kind of just, you know, pushing ahead in the dark often.
Nobody was born an entrepreneur with, you know, with a manual of,
right.
You know, how to do it.
Of course.
And even a lot of manuals that will tell you how to do it, there's still a book or some information to read on the web.
It's also often just their opinion. You know what I mean? It worked for this guy. It's not necessarily going to work for you. It
exactly.
Might not work in your industry. It might not even work for you in general.
That's true. But at the end of the day, there are best practices,
mm-hmm.
and there's great methodologies to actually score and understand better. You know, score a goal and understand better the step you're in.
Right.
And how to do it. Like Business Model Canvas or whatever it is for SWOT, competitive analysis,
sure, sure.
And things like that. So there's so much methodologies and best practices. So we kind of aggregate it all and explore it all. And we're actually trying to create a user experience where it is not a book and it is not about reading it. It's about doing it.
That's okay? Very good.
So we want you to sign up on a platform and right away start your journey. Do the steps that needs to be done at this process, at the next process, in the next process. And then at a certain stage where you actually finished our ideate stage, you'll have a score. And if the score is very well, we'll even help you with capital access. And as an investment banker or banking, we will actually connect you with capital access, with
wow.
investors, with angels, with VCs, And this is where we actually close the loop of what the entire entrepreneurship process and journey is all about. You know, doing things the right way and then score funding because it is good. And if it wasn't good, so you can have more iterations and try to make it better, pivot it a bit.
Sure.
Pivot your idea a bit.
And you'll help the entrepreneur with that? Like if I come to you and at the end of the day, it says, hey, your idea for, I don't know, you know, chocolate laptops is not a good idea because it's not usable.
We're not going to say it's not a good idea.
Okay.
The thing is that you will need to bring validators from the industry. Let's say you create an HR tech venture. So at the end of the day, you will need like 50 HR managers from different corporates and companies that will come and tell you, listen, this is a pain. And I liked the idea of your solution, and I would have paid for it. Okay? This is where your idea is getting validated, and you understand that your idea has a market fit.
And it has that market traction that all investors want to see.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you want to create solutions that people will pay for, okay? Customers will pay for. And since day one, or since the beginning of the journey, you need to check yourself with the end customer or your prospective customer.
And so you guys, like, you know, consolidate this all into one platform?
Yes.
I mean, this is amazing to me. It sounds like an entrepreneur's wet dream, to be honest, you know, at the end of the day.
It is.
I mean, it's amazing. It's very ambitious, too.
It is. How very ambitious.
Very ambitious. I mean, at the end of the day, trying to, you know, become, let's call it, you know, the Facebook of the entrepreneurial journey, in a sense, you know, to the point where I, you know, when I think, hey, I want to start a business, go to ThinkUp. Hey, I want to, you know, become a freelancer, go to you know, ThinkUp. It's a big deal. How do you guys really expect people to kind of, you know, I guess, be attracted to this? Because it's a hard, you know, sell in a certain sense.
It is. At the end of the day, we already see traction. The people come into our POC product at the moment.
That's where you guys are right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are in a POC stage. And we see traction. We see that people are looking for that workspace and guidance. Now, you said it's kind of be the Facebook of. So I'll try to accurate it a bit. We have the potential to become the Facebook or the LinkedIn or the Twitter of innovation. We have this potential.
Very cool.
But we are more focusing on our workspace and guidance because this is the real need. On top of that, we did create a network tool to be supportive and to create a supportive network for the entrepreneurship journey.
Okay. What does that entail? Is this kind of back to your whole idea of mentorship? Does it come back to you?
Okay. Yeah, that's where you'll actually meet an expert.
Sure.
And show, and you can invite him to your venture, and then he'll say, oh, this is an interesting venture.
I want to help you.
I want to contribute.
Right.
Maybe we'll create a relationship here.
Oh, wow.
And maybe I'll become an advisor or consultant or whatever I can become.
Okay.
Or a co-founder even, you know, just by mistake or you know, something happened and you and there was a good chemistry with a certain expert, so
right.
You bring him in.
But it kind of allows itself to be flexible in that sense. You can kind of join, not join, mentor, not, you know,
exactly.
To whatever degree you want.
Exactly.
Okay.
In that case, our most, the biggest challenge of the network is to actually create a good ratio between the network amount of people and users to the actual entrepreneurs on the workspace. You do want it to be a very attentive place. You want someone like an entrepreneur comes and asks questions, and you know, we want the network to bring answers. And if he has a need to meet an expert just to understand better if his business model is accurate or maybe way wrong, to have a session with a mentor that understand business models and, you know, in the best practices and eliminate blind spots all the time. But that requires a mindset of sharing and learning.
And that comes back to the point you were saying before. Now, also, how do you guys, you know, kind of interact with, let's call it, the traditional funding mechanisms and the traditional system that we have today? Because from my perspective, sounds like you're really trying to disrupt this whole industry. But, you know, we have VCs, we have accelerators, incubators, you know, all these different, you know, buzz terms of different organizations that help entrepreneurs. How do you guys fit in the mix, or do they fit into your mix, or is it really two separate audiences?
It's true that we're trying to disrupt it, but in a way that we try to digitalize it, okay? To take our behavior today and the ecosystem culture today and bring it into a digital platform where that creates a more accessible place for other entrepreneurs all around the world. And that breaks borders, all right? And this is where we actually aim. You said we have incubators, accelerators. So we're trying to be the digital accelerator, maybe the first of its kind digital accelerators. Now, a lot of people get confused. This is not a virtual accelerator.
Right.
This is not an accelerator that during the COVID
went online
uh-huh. and they uh-huh. zoomed all their sessions or whatever it is.
No, you guys are a unique platform is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly it, Jordan.
Okay. You know, that to me is what I really see kind of the value here. Because one of the things that I think is missing a lot in these other types of organizations is this kind of comprehensive solution that really helps people define key factors, understand where they're headed, and help them pivot, whether it's through the right, you know, techniques, whatever, and then meet those actual people who can help take you forward. Now, one thing I'm going to ask is this, you know, I do know a little bit that you guys are kind of you just said now in the POC round, and I know that you guys have, you know, some of your own funding that you guys are working from as of right now. But have you brought this to investors? Have people given you kind of like, you know, hey, this is awesome, or whoa, you guys are like not even close, you know?
Yeah, we pitched to investors during the exploration and our ideation, mm-hmm. and we got a lot of great feedbacks.
Cool.
But yeah, we got some feedbacks about it's very ambitious, uh-huh. you know, this is very big, try to focus, try uh-huh. to slice it first, and then... And we took everything in. We understand today a lot better that we need to focus on our workspace and you know, have the digital core accelerator working
right.
and running. And then we're more opportunistic about our network component.
Sure.
But at the end, it is more about focusing and less about, you know, validating the idea. We actually validated our concept and idea with so many people in the tech ecosystem around the world, and a lot of them were investors as well.
Very cool. Very cool.
We didn't need the fund, but we did need their feedback.
Right.
And this is, again, coming back, you need to speak, you need to share, you need to get this feedback. This some of the feedbacks you already know,
right.
but some of the feedbacks will bring a big insight
right.
into your journey, and that can change your mind and then can change your venture.
It's entrepreneurial due diligence, if you want, you know,
yeah,
and that's what it sounds like you guys are doing. Now, I will say we're getting towards the end of the podcast, and you know, I always like to kind of ask our guests what it is that your main advice for entrepreneurs is. But in my opinion right now, you've actually said quite a bit in this conversation as to what it is, whether it's, you know, being willing to ask, being willing to share, ask for help, find mentorship, validate your solution, and kind of understand that. So what I'd actually like to really hear from you is a little different than some people. And I'd like to kind of hear more or less, what do you hope people will gain in the long term from ThinkUp?
So I think that every entrepreneur in the world is starting his journey in a vacuum or in a bubble, in a closed bubble, because of that secrecy. And when all entrepreneurs are in a vacuum, we're just not on each other's shoulders. So we're not chaining knowledge. We're not sharing enough knowledge. So each entrepreneur that comes with a great idea, comes up with a great idea tomorrow, still starts from zero.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of starting in a point where the information is so shared and you can actually find it everywhere else.
Sure.
And each entrepreneur helps another entrepreneur. And we're all chaining the value
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the knowledge
mm-hmm.
and we're on each other's shoulders. The next entrepreneur will be on his shoulder, the one that just started yesterday. And the one that started yesterday will be on the shoulder of the one that started 2 days ago.
Amazing.
And each one of them are already gaining knowledge and understand the journey better. And this is what we're trying to do, is to chain that knowledge, having them share it and help boost and accelerate the entrepreneurship process and journey.
Amazing. Amazing. Listen, Ron, I wish you guys a lot of success with ThinkUp. To me, it sounds, you know, I'm going to say it sounds ambitious, but I am really a believer here. And I think that if you guys are really headed in this direction, it has only benefit from the for the ecosystem and the entrepreneurs in it. So I wish you guys the best and thank you and good luck with everything now too in your new role here. I know it's a little bit not so new these days, but congratulations and let's see it go places.
Thanks a lot, Jordan.
Thank you.